97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Here we are, Monday, beginning of a new week, and Lauren Stafford is here.
I'm here. I came back.
Just absolutely went crazy over the weekend.
I did. Briar Chapel was great. Saturday, you know, great event.
Yeah.
Great weather. It was really nice being out there. And then, you know, spring cleaning the rest of the weekend.
Is that what you've been doing?
Yeah, spring cleaning.
I don't believe that for a minute.
Well, it had been a while. It was due. It was overdue.
Really?
But, you know, before we go on too much further, we better get into this joke because it's a long one.
Oh, okay.
You know, I gave us a short one Friday, but this one's a long one from Lauren Sander. So let me get into it. All right.
Go ahead and just lay it on me.
All right. A woman was at her hairdresser's getting her hair styled for a trip to Rome with her boyfriend.
Okay.
She mentioned the trip to the hairdresser, who responded, "Rome? Why would anyone want to go there? It's crowded and dirty and full of Italians.
Really?
You're crazy to go to Rome.
Italians? How terrible is that?
You're crazy to go to Rome. So, how are you getting there?" "Well," she replied, "we're taking Continental. We got a great rate." "Continental," exclaimed the hairdresser, "that's a terrible airline. Their planes are old, their flight attendants are ugly, and they're always late. So, where are you staying in Rome?" "We'll be at this exclusive little place over Rome's Tiber River called Teste." Not sure if my pronunciation is right, but "don't go any further," the hairdresser said. "I know that place. Everybody thinks it's going to be something special and exclusive, but really, it's a dump. The worst hotel in the city. The rooms are small, the service is surly, and they're overpriced." Goodness, she is just a ray of sunshine.
Really?
"So, what you doing when you get there?" "Well," the woman replied, "we're going to see the Vatican, and we hope to see the Pope." "That's rich," laughed the hairdresser. "You and a million other people trying to see him. He'll look the size of an ant. Boy, good luck on this lousy trip of yours. You're going to need it." A month later, the woman again came in for a hairdo, surprisingly. The hairdresser asked her about her trip to Rome. "It was wonderful," exclaimed the woman.
"Good.
Not only were we on time in one of Continental's brand new planes, but it was overbooked and they bumped us up to first class.
Mm-hmm.
The food and wine were wonderful, and I had a handsome 28-year-old steward who waited on me hand and foot, and the hotel was great. They just finished a $5 million remodeling job, and now it's a jewel, the finest hotel in the city. They were also overbooked. They apologized and gave us their owner's suite at no extra charge."
"Wow."
"Well," muttered the hairdresser, "that's all well and good, but I know you didn't get to see the Pope." "Actually," she exclaimed, "we were quite lucky. As we toured the Vatican, a Swiss guard tapped me on the shoulder and explained that the Pope likes to meet some of the visitors in person. He asked if I'd be so kind as to step into his private room and wait. The Pope would personally greet me." Sure enough, 5 minutes later, the Pope walked through the door and shook my hand. I knelt down and he spoke a few words to me.
"Uh-huh."
"Oh, really?" the hairdresser said. "What'd he say?" "He said, 'Where'd you get that lousy hairdo?'" And to everyone who hung in there for that very long joke, you're welcome.
She deserved it.
She did deserve it. If I had that hairdresser, I think I'd walk out in the middle of the day. I don't care how much you'd gotten done or not. I'd walk out.
Talk about a sourpuss. I mean, who wants to hang around somebody like that?
A ray of sunshine, like I said. Goodness.
Mm.